peace and love, peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to the last show of 2017, the very first show of the new year, 2018. And I think the end in the beginning is a fitting title for today's program. It's a theme in more ways than one that we're going to talk about closing out the year. And I hope your Christmas was blessed. Lots of sickness going around. And I think judging by social media, we're not the only ones either. So I'm grateful, though, that's the beauty of the break. Nowhere we really needed to be, just kind of tucking in like the old long winter book, Laura Ingalls Wilder, except we have a little bit more luxuries, but it was a good vacation. Excited to look ahead now to the new year, and I hope that your season was blessed and graced as well. Always, the first show of the year has a little bit of pressure, I feel like, because we're setting the tone, right? We want to get pumped, this bullseye with our goals. And lots of people do the theme word of the year or a saint of the year, all the different resolutions. So that's definitely something we'll touch on. But I also have some more general lessons as we jump into the very first show of the year, episode 124 of 2018, about what time should mean as a Christian and useful ways to look at our seconds and minutes and days and weeks and months. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately, as again, the theme of today's show is the end and the beginning and the passing of my really good friend, Linda Isaiah's husband, Errol Isaiah. You know her if you've listened to the show for any length of time. She's a great friend of the program, a guest a lot. And this death was unexpected. Errol and Linda married for 36 years, and he died on December 19th, which was less than a week from Christmas Day. So we'll talk about that a little bit, but I know at some point Linda wants to come on. I want to have her on. And we just wrapped up the funeral a few days ago as well. So all of that mixes together, I think, as we walk through life. There's always this, yes, it's Christmas, but it's also Easter, this birth and death, this dying and rising, and the reminder that time has a purpose. And so that's one of the big things that we're going to highlight on today's show. What is God asking of us in the time that we have, specifically now? In this year of our Lord, 2018, what is he preparing you for? I was actually reading that every year the Benedictines begin rereading the Rule of Saint Benedict on January 1st. And the prologue of that rule is a call to prayer and a renewal of obedience, listening to God. And I thought, yeah, I could do that. I think we all need that. And I also ran across an article. If we have time, I want to share a snippet because it left me in tears about how long humanity waited for the coming Messiah. And for us, we celebrate Christmas, we take everything down, we move on. And this article was from this order of nuns who had a big kind of wait neon sign, wait, not so fast. Like, we need more time. And so if we have a chance, we'll get into that as well. And on the show today, favorite things. I need to actually hold back somehow because Mama's got way too much of a big fanny pack of goodies to talk about with you. Christmas was fun and that I found a couple new books and movies that I want to share with you, some beauty bargains that we'll get into. And I also would love to hear some of your favorite things. So please share. It's on Voxer, Brooke Taylor, and the number one. Also feedback at goodthingsradio.com. We'll touch on the Arise Retreat and more as we get into the show.
St. Therese with her roses, God's words when it's written, bright kids in church shirts, and sunny beach sitting. B. big runs on pavement and stretching out hamstrings. These are a few of my favorite things.
I'm kind of skipping at my studio, which is kind of weird, but it just is, my heart is light when I think about this. My love language is not gifts, but it was kind of a fun Christmas. And there's a few things that I want to talk about that were under the tree that I'm really thrilled to unwrap and tell you about. But one of them, the most notable for me, I think, is right now the Nordic Track treadmill with iFit technology. Yes, that is my heart soaring. I'm serious. I have so been hoping for a treadmill like this for about 2.5 years. Our last one met its demise when we moved. And so asking for advice, doing some searching, we finally decided to go with Nordic Track, which was the brand we had before. But then I wasn't sure, like, do you go with the elliptical? Because that's supposed to be much better for your knees and your joints. But our tried and true treadmill was something we knew the whole family would use. So we went that route. And amazingly, it's been up for about 1.5 weeks. Somehow, every day, I have managed to get a workout in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think it's because of this iFit technology. So you have, with this iFit technology, here's how it's worked. It's first of all, a beautiful treadmill. This iFit technology works in that you have your own trainer. Your coach actually controls the speed, the incline. When you're running, you don't even have to do anything. You just jump on. And I've been at the YMCA where they have like a video screen and they'll say, do you want to run in Italy today? Or do you want to run in Norway? And they take you on this trail and they kind of play some music. But there isn't an actual coach step by step running you through it and going with you. This is totally how it works with iFit. You are constantly in one-way dialogue, meaning I'm listening and sweating it out while this coach is saying, okay, you got this, or we're going to do intervals. And even there's weights that you can buy on the side of the treadmill. We opted not to because it just didn't make sense. We have our own weights. We didn't need that. But what's neat about that is in the middle of your run, you'll stop, jump off the treadmill, do some squats, do some hammer curls, jump back on, depending on what workout you select. So any imaginable workout you could guess is on this menu of options. It has been amazing. I want to just have you listen to a little bit of the teaser trailer of how this iFit works. Check it out.
My name is Johnny Gell, Mr. Johnny on the spot.
I'm Regan Pierce.
I'm Tanya Poppett, your iFit trainer.
Your iFit trainer for today.
I'm iFit trainer Stacey Clark.
We're on the top of the Swiss Alps today, so follow me.
Last one, guys.
I need you to push through to the end. That's 9.
This is a full body workout.
3, 2, and 1. Good job.
Stay a nice, smooth, consistent rhythm with me.
Come on. You guys are doing great.
And 1. Let's go.
3, 4.
And that full body workout.
This is what you came here for.
Congratulations on a fabulous workout.
And I'm very, very proud of you. You know what? Let's do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's definitely been my favorite thing. Those coaches are really motivating, and it's a nice feeling. It's been really cold. The kids have been sick, but I don't have to worry. And you know, you kind of get cabin fever. If you live in the Midwest or where it's cold, this time of year where it's really dark, and yes, the snow is beautiful, but even if you're outdoorsy, at least where we are, it's been so cold you can't even really go out. So that's been a really awesome blessing. When I would love to know what you do for fitness, where are you at right now with that? Again, you can email feedback@goodthingsradio.com or also on Voxer, Brooke Taylor and the number 1. Also, when it comes to favorite things, just another honorable mention, kind of a endorsement part 2 for the book, The Read of God. And that was recommended in our last show by one of our listeners, Mark Moorhead. It's a short, it's an easy read, but it is so timeless. And I would be remiss if I didn't actually mention Choose Joy. Did you get your book yet? Please, I hope you did. And if you didn't, it's okay because you can get it on Amazon. It's 52 weeks and we're so early into the year that you can catch up no problem. And I wanted to mention for those who have left a review on Amazon, one of the reviewers says this: reading this devotional each week is like unwrapping a gift to myself. Each entry is a touching personal testimony reflecting on the weekly scripture readings, heartwarming and thought-provoking. Every week, I find myself with a warm smile spreading across my face and a tear in my eye after reading the reflection. A perfect gift for yourself and all your friends. See, you guys write reviews way better than I can even market the book. So thank you so much for leaving that. And again, you can get the book Choose Joy, available now on Amazon.
my husband, he knows me. He knows when I'm hurting. He knows when somebody's offended.
And when
me
you
at
need
church.
To stop.
He knows
women
when I need
can
to
do
stop.
That. Yeah.
And he'll pull me aside and say, you know, that's enough. He knows when I'm not, when people haven't paid me enough for my services. He gets irritated yeah. about that. He feels like I don't get the worth that I deserve, that I put myself down and he picks me up. Mm. He's my biggest cheerleader.
Yeah.
He's my biggest cheerleader. And I wouldn't want anybody else, even with the CPAP machine and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anybody else.
Yeah.
Because I know one thing, at the end of the day, he's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care what we go
through. For 36 years.
For 36 years. Don't care what we go through. He's going to be there.
Okay. Well, that is my dear friend, Pastor Linda Isaiah, on episode number 99. We recorded that in May. It was May of 2017. It was shortly after she and Errol celebrated 36 years of marriage. And Linda and I go back about a decade of knowing each other, working in ministry. I was doing the morning show in Cleveland. I had a chance to MC a really big Christian women's event, big name speakers like Lisa Welchel. She was Blair on The Facts of Life and other names. And I'll never forget, though, hearing Linda. And I have been a friend and fan ever since. And so recently, during our trip to the Holy Land, her husband, Errol, had a health scare. He was at dialysis, and it was just routine. He does this three times a week. His heart stopped. He had a blood clot, and needless to say, it was a scary situation. It was one that he had gone into cardiac arrest. Linda was not prepared for because, again, you're just going on an ordinary day, something you do every week. But after that scare, a few days later, we had the Choose Joy lunch, and he was still in the hospital, but expected to make a full recovery. She shared all of this at the lunch, and it was powerful. It was emotional. It was scary. He ended up going home a few days later. But then the following week, on that Monday, we were Voxering, messaging back and forth. And she said, okay, hold on, girl. Errol's calling me. He called and said, you know what? He was at the hospital. He wasn't feeling great, at dialysis, and said, I think I'm going to go down to the ER. I can't really breathe. And so he walked down to the emergency room just to get looked at. But to make a long story short, he ended up not leaving the hospital. As they tried to figure out what was going on, he went into cardiac arrest again. I went to the hospital. I prayed with my friend Linda. We were there thinking he was stable, although he was in critical condition. They thought maybe there's something going on with his lungs. It just was an unknown at that point. But that night, three more times he stopped breathing, and the last time they were unable to resuscitate him. And so it's been emotional. I don't know that I've had a friend so close lose a spouse. My dad obviously died, but that was for me. I'm looking at it as a daughter perspective. To have a girlfriend that I talk about and we share so much, and to now walk through this chapter of life is new, and it's tough, and especially this time of year is really hard. But I wanted to share something so telling and touching to me when we were at the funeral that we witnessed. And that was this full, beautiful church in the hymns, the songs being shared. And while everybody else was sitting and crying and wiping tears, Linda was standing with her arms raised and singing. And I thought, yeah, that's who she is. She's suffering. She's going to miss that big man. She loved her husband, her best friend. But yet she always says she is a hope dispenser. And that's who she is. I wanted to just share a little snippet from Errol's life, because I think as we begin the year, and again, we talk about time, the purpose of time and how we're living our days, it's always sobering when you read obituaries because you see how people did spend their time in their life. In fact, after I read Errol's, I tried to go online and I thought, you know, that's what I want to do, is I want to sit my boys down and read some really awesome obituaries, because it's not the lives of the celebrities that were cut short tragically by drugs that we hear so often about. And I mean, it is sad. And I don't want to say anything negative about that. But more than that, it's people that we'll never know of, except maybe you read these obituaries in the paper and you think, oh my goodness, they should write a book about this person. And that is inspiring to say, I want to live like that. And so just a little bit of Errol's obituary. It says he worked for UPS, also FedEx, for 25 years. Errol's mission became reaching out to the lost and least of these in the community. He would bring men from the Oriana House to the House of the Lord to attend worship services. He would even take suits from his own closet to ensure they would be properly dressed for job interviews and special meetings. His giving was extravagant. He became involved in a lifestyle of service. He volunteered at the Haven of Rest homeless shelter every Christmas day to serve the homeless. His sacrificial service brought him great joy, which was evident by his wonderful and endearing smile. He was also the chairman of the Akron Billy Graham Crusade and the chairman of the House of the Lord Deacon Ministry. So many things that he did. And I know you'll join me in prayer for all those who suffer and begin this year with a heavy heart. That's where I want to go as we talk about this new year and what are your goals? What are the things that you've laid out? We as human beings, we mark time by significant events. And so the question is not whether we will mark time, but how. How are we going to mark time? What message are we proclaiming in the process of our calendar of time? We know that time has a redemptive purpose, and there's also spiritual warfare in our time where the enemy whispers and says, give me your now and give tomorrow to God, and that we have to ignore the temptations to waste time and to be frivolous, because we will at one point have to render an account for how we spent the hours of our life that we've been given. Last year, I had a quote. I had taped it to my Filofax, and it kind of anchored me all year. And I've really kind of been sad to retire it because I still feel like I'm going to want this quote. But, you know, it's a new year, so I feel like I need a new quote. But I actually am not ready to let it go. So I'm going to keep it. I want to keep it. I feel like I need to have it front and center again for this year. It's St. Irenaeus, and it says, the joy of God is man fully alive. And I want to be fully alive. As I read Errol's obituary and then another obituary from a family friend that my mom sent me, I just thought, again, it's a good way to think about what do we want written about ourselves? What do we want to be known for? The characteristics that will live on. And as I look back, I think, man, 2017 is going to be hard to beat. We did have a blessed, beautiful, wonderful year in so many ways. The Lord provided. He grew the ministry. Our children were healthy. My husband did great at his job. I mean, there were so many things. Spiritually, I feel like there was some growth with the kids and going to the Holy Land. But I was talking to a girlfriend and she said, you know, it's so easy for me to only see the ways that I have fallen short. And so I really have to force myself to see beyond that. That so often we think, you know, that our ordinary days somehow aren't enough. Father Jay, at the homily at Mass where we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Family, he said, if you hug someone, a friend who's suffering, it's likely because you were hugged when you were suffering, hopefully by a parent or a grandparent. That's not a small thing, but even something like a hug or knowing how to pray, being able to sit on a parent's lap when you were growing up and read a story or to read a story to your own child, that is something that consoles the heart of Jesus. Those are the fully alive moments. Those are the times where we are living out our vocation. Even though it might not feel like we're on top of Mount Everest or finishing a marathon, it still is an example of being fully alive and doing what it is we've been put on earth to do, and that is to make love known. And so for me, I'm thinking, I want to just, as we begin the year, I want to start small. And I'm okay with that. As we kind of lace up our 2018 shoes and take our first steps into the year, I am okay with not having a charted, highlighted planner graph in front of me that I am ready to tackle. And in the beginning of the show, I was sharing a little bit about these nuns. It's an order called the Handmaids of the Precious Blood, and they were talking about this. And I pulled up the article. I just wanted to share a little bit of why we don't necessarily need to jump on ahead. Just slowly start to think about Christmas and what the Lord is asking for you in the passage of time and obedience. As we looked also at the Benedictines, they say this, maybe you're looking at the remnants of your Christmas trees in the backyard burn pile or still brushing unended pieces of glitter off your windowsills and vacuuming your carpet. Maybe your credit card receipts and shopping debts are all that remind you of the Christmas season that we just completed. But not really. It's still Christmas. While ordinary time begins on the liturgical calendar with the Feast of the Lord's Baptism, it is the custom in some places to keep Christmas trees and creches up until the Feast of the Presentation on February 2nd. This is to prolong the time needed, in fact, a lifetime, to contemplate the mystery of the Incarnation, sometimes too readily accepted as understood when we glance at a plastic figurine in a nativity scene. Our inability to really fathom this demands the season of Advent just to help slow us down. Then in a flash of less than 24 hectic secular hours, it seems over. Was that it? It's over? Is there any other way to celebrate this event? We need more. We need more time. So then she shares how to do this. She says, try Christmas monastically. Keep the season going within, even beyond February 2nd. Not a false exercise in artificial happiness and a worldly holiday spirit dragged out to avoid the ordinary return to schedules, but rather build a little monastery cell inside yourself. Keep a little room in your heart, in your soul, for the fragile babe who desires only your companionship forever. When you give him, the King of Kings, freedom to reign in your soul and captivate you entirely, much as a helpless infant tends to do, it will be he, that divine babe, whose birth we just celebrated, who transforms your holiday happenings into a deep, abiding joy all life long. So I just thought that was really neat. I wanted to share that with you.
Rise, shine, the glory of the Lord is risen. Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord is risen. Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord is risen.
So our humble, holy, beautiful group of ladies that make up the Arise team are actually getting ready to go on a weekend retreat, just the team, as we prepare for the 2018 Arise Retreat, Divine Mercy Weekend. And we're really excited. We're going to be going to Santa Clara Monastery, which is where Mother Angelica Rita Rizzo took her final solemn vows in Canton, Ohio. And we're going to gear up and plan, prepare, and but most importantly, to pray for our weekend in April. And we do have some spots left, so I wanted to tell you that. Another thing that I thought was really interesting is that day we kick off the retreat on April 5th is also the anniversary of my friend Linda Isaiah, her wedding anniversary, which would have been 37 years with her husband Errol. And I was talking to her, and she said, you know, the irony of it all is when I scheduled that date and we talked about the weekend, he wanted me to go, but he encouraged me strongly to come. And she said, now I know this is a gift. It's a honeymoon with my Lord, not knowing at the time that her husband wasn't going to be here and that she would be going through this weekend as a widow. And so she is one of our speakers at the retreat weekend, as well as Father Nathan Cromley. I think we've got about 10 reservations left if you would like to come, and that's it. And again, you know, the retreat offers so much that it's hard to really describe unless and until you give your yes and then you come. And I know that's the biggest thing. Like, it's scary. We've talked about this every which way, to leave the kids, to plan, to commit to the cost. But we need to see and learn new things. It's an opportunity to open our hearts to new possibilities that we can't even do maybe if we would kind of set up our room and our home that way. It won't happen unless we step out into a new world, meet new people, experience new things. But yet you're also in the safety net of like-minded hearts. Father Nathan Cromley, I'm excited, is going to be there the entire weekend. Last year, he left a couple times. He had some other things he was doing. But that's what's so important, I think, about his presence at this retreat, is he's available the entire weekend for spiritual direction and counseling and talks and mass and confession, times of holy napping and holy leisure and holy laughter, journaling, small group time. I think we're going to even try to coordinate, like, it depends on the weather, but we've gotten a couple requests for, can we do like morning fitness or stretching or workouts or something? And that's what's so nice, is this retreat is small enough that we can really customize it to whatever it is our hearts desire for the most part. You know, we can't be taking helicopter rides and swimming in chocolate pools, but you know, the next best thing, and we're trying to do everything we can to make it happen. And so again, it's Divine Mercy Weekend, April 5th through the 8th. Got about 10 spots left, and that is it. We're going to be sold out. Every show, we always have on the show notes the link to the Eventbrite page, so you can check it out there. And as we wrap up the show, I just want to say a prayer for the new year, for you, for your family, your intentions, this program. And if you would join me as we enter in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. A new year is getting ready to unfold, Lord, and you know it all. You are the creator and the source of time. Lord, let this year be filled with the things that are truly good. The comfort, the warmth of relationships, new friendships, the strength to help those who need our help, the humility to be open and accept help from others. Lord, as we make our resolutions, let us go forward with great hope that all things are possible with your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I just want to take a minute to offer another big, big thank you to all of our Podbean patrons for your continued and faithful support to this program. If you're not a Podbean patron, would you think about it? It would be great to have your support in that way. All you need to do is donate from a dollar a show or a month to 10, 20 bucks. There's no minimum. There's no maximum. And then just click on Become a GTR Good Friend of the Show. That helps support our production costs. This is an ad-free, commercial-free program, and it's because of your support and your donations. We thank you so much. God bless to all of our Podbean patrons, all of our listeners. Even if you're not a Podbean patron, even if you only occasionally download the program, if you like it, would you mind sharing it with others as well? That helps so much. Also, a big thank you to our producer, Mark Cumming from Cumming Home Studio. He is a producer extraordinaire and wears many hats. To check him out for any audio or production needs that you might have, check them out at cominghomestudio.com. Let me know, do you have a favorite thing you got for Christmas? What are your goals? What are your resolutions? Shoot me an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com or also on Voxer. God bless you, and may you be fully alive this year, friends. Until next time, peace and love.